I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians fall under attack in Egypt, but they're not backing down from their commitment to compassion. We're motivating you today to raise your voice in prayer. And later, just because it's summer doesn't mean it's time to check out from learning. We'll share a tip on how you can keep your kids' reading skills sharp while they also learn more about their faith this summer. But we'll start first in Egypt. Last week, a Muslim extremist mob looted and torched 80 Christian homes in Egypt's Al Bayda village. The mob was angry because of a rumor that a building under construction in that village was going to be turned into a church. A priest from a nearby parish heard of the violence and rushed to the scene, and then the mob attacked the priest's car. But he was rescued by other moderate Muslims who protected him. Now, through partner organizations, Open Doors USA has responded to past mob attacks like this one. Open Doors' Emily Fuentes.
Through our partner organizations, we were able to help rebuild many of these houses, farms, churches, so the Christian community in this country could restart again and continue to be a light even after a horrific attack like this.
Although Egyptian Christians suffer persecution, they don't respond to violence with more violence. Instead, through the Holy Spirit, they respond with courageous compassion. And their neighbors notice.
These Christians who are not retaliating violently after a mob attack, but really just rebuilding, people say, oh, they're not as evil as maybe the Muslim Brotherhood or some of these extremists said. And so it's really reshaping stereotypes that many of these neighbors just had because they were ignorant of what Christians really were about.
Jesus told us to care for the widow, the alien, the orphan, and the imprisoned as if we were caring for Jesus himself. Over a decade ago, a retired reverend in India wondered what he could do about the high suicide rates in Mizoram's prisons. Then he met Dean Vandermeer of Set Free Ministries, and a plan to set the prisoners free spiritually was set into motion.
Then we preached the word of God and doing counseling, helping those inmates whenever they needed. So a number of the inmates came to Jesus Christ.
Today, Rev Zawala and other volunteers minister to those prisoners, and the suicides have stopped in the 8 prisons they work in.
The atmosphere of the jail is now changing by use of the Word of God and singing and praising God.
Set Free India is reaching out to the outsiders of society. Before Set Free India, church leaders in Mizoram were indifferent to the needs of these people.
But now they realize that one of the most important responsibilities, what we ought to do as a Christian, to witness the gospel among the needy people.
What now? Rev Zawala asks you to pray for the church to continue awakening to the needs of the overlooked. And for many kids, summer's a time to ease out of school, rest, and have adventures. It's also why Family Christian has a summer reading program. Daniel Warren with Family Christian.
We've heard through research and a lot of experts talk about when kids are out of school, how that sometimes their skills can diminish. And one of the ways to combat that is through reading. So what we've developed is almost a way to encourage kids to read. So what we do is we have a pamphlet, and we ask the kids to read 6 Christian-themed books over the course of the summer. And if they do that and fill out the pamphlet, we have a book that we will give to them free.
So why not kill 2 birds with 1 stone, keeping kids active reading while also exercising spiritual muscles? Practically applying scripture to everyday situations is also kind of a choose-your-own-adventure. And the best part? This program is accessible virtually anywhere.
If you go to familychristian.com/kids/summer-reading, and then that will bring up the summer reading program and the pamphlet for you to download to your computer. You can fill out the pamphlet and then email it back to us. Tell us which book that you want, and we will mail you the book.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the Caliphate, and terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up representative nations in prayer. Get the details and get signed up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.